It's time now for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Alex McAvica on the Rural Radio Network, and joining us over the phone is Chelsea Green, Nebraska FCCLA State Advisor. Chelsea, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So for this week's Wheat Report, we're talking about a recent baking and pastry workshop that you had the opportunity to be a part of. First of all, tell us a little bit more about this workshop and what it entailed.
Certainly. So 23 family and consumer sciences teachers from across the state of Nebraska were able to participate in a hands-on baking and pastry workshop hosted at Kearney High School just to gain skills and information to be able to incorporate different baking and pastry techniques into their courses in their own classrooms.
Awesome. So walk me through what the purpose, I guess, was for the connection between science and food production for all of these instructors.
Yeah. So we are adding a new baking and pastry course as part of our statewide course offerings in Nebraska. And that course will be taught for the first time next school year. And so I had reached out to Sharon Davis from the Home Baking Association to come and help provide some professional development for teachers in Nebraska. And we had the great fortune of the Nebraska Wheat Board helping to sponsor this event in order to help offset the cost of the hands-on part of the day, but also to assist with the cost of resources that teachers are able to take back to their classroom. So it really started by learning about, you know, where does wheat come from and flour come from, which we obviously used a lot of in the hands-on day and the baking, and really making that connection to agriculture and certainly agriculture that is happening across Nebraska.
So Chelsea, you mentioned some of the obvious takeaways from this workshop, but what else sticks out in your mind as you reflect on that time?
I just think the interest and the engagement of those teachers, ranging from teachers that will be entering a classroom for the first time this next fall to teachers that have been doing it for, you know, 30 plus years. And regardless of experience level, their engagement and their excitement for the content and the new ideas that they gained and opportunities to take that back and get their own students excited really stood out throughout the day. And sometimes teachers make the worst students. And so they were just engaged the whole time in the learning, asking great questions, which just makes it very obvious that their students will hopefully be in that same position when they're leading the class and the hands-on pieces.
Absolutely. Chelsea, you obviously had a big part in this. And I mentioned you are the Nebraska FCCLA State Advisor. Tell me more about that organization and your role within that organization.
Yeah, so FCCLA stands for Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. Many people might have known it by FHA Hero or FHA. It's an organization that has been around for 78 years and is helping prepare students to be effective leaders in their families, careers, and communities. We focus specifically on four career pathways in hospitality and tourism, human services, education and training, and visual arts and design. So certainly the baking and pastry part of that this workshop was related to connects into that hospitality and tourism sector, but also we focus on providing real world skills for students. So that teamwork, the collaboration, the goal setting, communication, all of those things students are able to receive through their involvement in FCCLA, but also through their participation in family and consumer sciences courses in their classrooms.
Excellent. Chelsea, as we round out this conversation, what else is important to mention about the baking and pastry workshop or FCCLA that we missed that's important to mention?
I just think that connection between farm to fork or farm to table concepts. We have over 250 family and consumer sciences teachers across the state of Nebraska, both in large urban districts and our small rural districts. And no matter where teachers are located, we're providing opportunities for them to learn more about where their food comes from or what that production cycle looks like in Nebraska so that they can ensure that their students are getting that same information. And so events like the baking and pastry workshop with the generous support of the Nebraska Wheat Board helps us accomplish that. And we're just grateful for all areas of agriculture that are willing to help us make that connection for our teachers and then for students who are ultimately consumers. And we want them to be educated about where their food comes from and then how they can prepare that effectively in their homes.
Awesome. Great opportunities for all. Chelsea, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
And again, Chelsea Green, she's the Nebraska FCCLA state advisor, joining us to chat about the baking and pastry workshop put on with support from the Nebraska Wheat Board. That'll do it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Alex McAvica, and you're listening to the Rural Radio Network.